Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
I caught up with Sean Manor earlier in the week for Inspirations Paint Grovedale, and I started off by asking if he still pinches himself at how far he's come since being drafted at the end of 2023.
Yeah, you do. You do. Especially this time of year, I think, you know, everyone wants to be playing finals footy, and no matter what level that is, but yeah, going to go play out in the MCG in front of 90,000 is... yeah, certainly pinch me stuff, and I just think back like very fondly to last year. Obviously, we didn't win the prelim, but to the qualifying final against Port Adelaide, the way we were able to play as a team, the crowd, and then yeah, even fast forward, like thinking about the prelim, like we had some massive moments, and to hear the crowd roar, and you know, we gave ourselves every opportunity to win that game, and yeah, we were just unlucky that they were too good in the end, but yeah, it's exciting to think about. It, you know, gets you going right now just talking about it.
The external last year was that you adapted so well to finals footy and probably caught people by surprise that you know found the pace so quickly. Did you surprise yourself, or were you confident in your ability that when it went up a notch you were able to go with it?
Yeah, no, I've got pretty good self-belief that I think, you know, yeah, and I think that's that game, isn't it? You want to be able to adapt no matter what. So whether that's, you know, fast, slow or finals footy or whatever, I think at the end of the day you've still got to kick, mark and handball, and, you know, you got to believe that you're at this level for a reason, so you can do that as good as anyone. So yeah, I don't put too much on it. I just go out there and try to play footy and contribute to the team, whether that's, you know, as a small forward, as a, you know, wingman, whatever it is. But yeah, it was nice. It's always nice to be able to contribute, especially in finals, because they mean a little bit more, don't they? So it won't mean much if we don't do it this year. So yeah, I was certainly locked in on Friday night.
28 years old and you've named the best young player by the AFL Coaches Association. Nice to be referred to as young.
Yeah, it is. It is really nice. Yeah, obviously, there's been a lot made about it, hasn't there? But I know I kind of laugh at it, and, you know, you just got to take it for what it is. Like, I'm still early in my year, I'm 2 years in, so going by the criteria, it's fair enough. You know, there's other players up there. I think Harley and Colby were the other two. They've had two great seasons as, you know, 18, 19-year-olds, so... Even to be in their company is really nice, but, you know, people are going to argue that I'm in my prime kind of thing. I still think I'm a little bit off. Still got a couple of years to go, but, yeah, it's nice to be recognised by the coaches, and for them to give you votes each week, it must mean you're doing something right. But as I mentioned a couple of times now, it's more of a recognition of everyone around me and the time they've put into me as, you know, either supporting or as coaches. You know, James Riley, me and him sit down every week and talk about what I could do better or what we could work on as a team, as a forward group specifically. But, you know, James Kelly's always there. We do touch on a day off with, you know, four or five other guys, and he could be in there for an hour, 2 hours. He doesn't have to do that. It's his day off. So I think it's just a great recognition for all these guys putting their time and effort into me and, you know, kind of share the load of, you know, the appreciation for it. So, yeah.
Did you, when you got the message that you had to be at the AFL Awards, were you like, what the hell do they want me there for?
Yeah, too right. They sold to me, and they told me I was a nominee, so at first I laughed at that anyway. But then, yeah, they sold it as, you know, it'd be a good night to go celebrate. And obviously we had Jez, Max and Baz in the All-Australian squad. So, yeah, to go to one of these nights. And I, you know, thought I may never get this opportunity again, regardless of, you know, if you're up for a award or not. So, yeah, it was a really cool night, obviously, to see Jez get captain, Baz to make the team. And, yeah, obviously, surprisingly enough, to me to win that award as well was cool. But, yeah, it's certainly you're rubbing shoulders with some pretty good players there, and you certainly felt out of place. So hopefully one day you can get to that level.
Does last year sting, the prelim?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you'd be lying if you said it didn't. And then obviously they've beaten us a couple more times since then. So, yeah, we feel like we've got a game that stacks up really well against theirs, and we just haven't produced that so far. So, yeah, this Friday night I think you'll see a Cats outfit from the first bounce to the last bounce cracking in, and... yeah, you'll see, obviously finals footy, so it's always different, but yeah, we'll make sure we've got our best going, that's for sure.
Last one. Can you just take us into what it's like walking up the race, and can you remember the preliminary final coming up and just meeting that cacophony of noise that 90,000 people provides?
Yeah, it's pretty surreal, to be fair. Like, you obviously walk out after Scotty's spoken to you as a group, so you're pretty G'd up, and then, you know, you're walking out the room, so, you know, some boys are saying, you know, let's go, or doing their thing. A lot of us are just quiet and having a smile and whatnot, but yeah, as soon as you are getting up the race, the crowd, and, you know, the song comes on, the crowd's screaming, you kind of, like, you hear it, but you don't. It's pretty amazing. So, yeah, you can never get sick of that feeling, though. And then, you know, when a goal's kicked as well, it's pretty cool. So, and I remember, oh, that's what I mean, I look back very fondly on that prelim in terms of everything up until the last 2 minutes of the game. But, yeah, it'd be nice to replicate that the next 4 weeks and, you know, go two better.
Sean Manor there during the week in the stands at GMHBA Stadium was good enough to have a chat with K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Inspirations Paint, Grovedale.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.